Well, today's Sunday school lesson is on unbelief, and I just want to read some verses that sort of have something to do with that, and then I want to talk about some stuff that's just been on my mind lately. Turn with me to John 12:37-43. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but many because of the Pharisees said they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. And I just want to read 42 and 43 again and just sort of focus on them. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Here it says, saying that the chief rulers believed in God, but they were too ashamed to confess God because they were scared of what the Pharisees would think of them, and they loved the approval of men more than the approval of God. And I've just been thinking about that lately. Would I rather not accept God because I'm afraid of what my friends, what people would think if I'm different, or would I rather accept God and have a great relationship with him? And lately I've been thinking, you know, it's easy to think I'm 16. I don't have to even think about dying for a long time. But over the last 6 months, you know, I've really been thinking about it with the Amish boy from this area this last fall who got hit on the road while he was riding his horse and killed. And then another guy from this area had a snowmobiling accident and got killed. And then this winter, and then most recently my cousin, 9-year-old cousin, Corey, got shot. And, you know, two Sundays ago, none of my family probably would have thought that the next Friday we'd be in Colorado at his funeral. But, it's just amazing. Made me feel that life isn't guaranteed for anybody. Tomorrow isn't guaranteed for anybody. And, I've been thinking, if I would die this afternoon, would God have the approval of me to let me into enter heaven? And one of my teachers at school, whenever one of us students say something maybe a little disrespectful about somebody else or another teacher or something, he says, you know, to try to be funny or something, he says, now are you trying to get the approval of man, or are you trying to get the approval of God by saying that? And never really meant anything to me before, but then lately I've really thought about that a lot. Are we trying to get the approval of God or in our actions, or are we trying to get the approval of man? And for they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this day and that we can come and worship you today and as a body. And I pray for the Sunday school teachers as they teach this lesson. Just give them the words to say. And I pray for Dad later as he preaches. Just give him wisdom. And thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.